So this week you started diving into the Old Testament and you start with creation. And I get so fired up about this topic because this is huge to me. So I'm going to go off for a little bit.
I'll just sit here for a while.
Because this is everything. I mean, you're saying that there's a creator. And you could spend all day talking about the difference between a creator and a created being, the implications of that. Hmm. So that means there's someone else who made me. I mean, that's at the base of everything. I mean, think about that. That means I wouldn't even exist. So I wouldn't be thinking. I wouldn't be talking right now. We wouldn't be studying. We wouldn't be going through this material right now if it wasn't for him. Mm. And what does that mean? You could spend all day just talking about, okay, so what right does he have versus the right that you have? Mm. You may illustrate this. You may bring a lump of clay. You know, just like Scripture uses that illustration and go, okay, the difference between me and this lump of clay. That's massive. And to say God, and that's where now the authority of Scripture and everything else, everything changes once you have a right view of what it means to be a created being.
No, like author implies authority. Mm. And to really, so he is the author of creation. Therefore, he has all the rights over our lives. I mean, this is essential to understanding what it means to be a disciple of Jesus, is realizing, all right, my life is not my own. Mm-hmm. I belong to another, the one who sustains me at this moment, the one who gives me breath. And so to really to focus on with the people you're discipling, the person you're discipling, this is massive truth. Mm-hmm. And this is, we are so man-centered in our thinking. And so to really help give them from the very beginning of this journey that's going to walk through the story of Scripture a grand picture of God. Yeah. Maybe even to spend some time as you're spending walking through the Word with them in this session to say, man, let's just stop and praise God, our Creator. Yeah. Let's just exalt Him. Let's lift Him up. Let's thank Him for things in creation and praise Him for all that He has created. We see that all over Scripture, God exalted in these ways. Yeah. And so maybe even to spend some devotional time along those lines would be really helpful.
Yeah, I would even say, okay, we don't want to assume that everyone believes that they were created by God. I mean, that's a big debate for a lot of people, a lot of them depending on their upbringing. So again, take some time on that if you know that this is something they struggle with, because again, it's foundational. Mm-hmm. They don't believe they were created. That's going to cause a problem in so many different areas. You know, Colossians 1:16 says everything was created by Him and for Him. Mm-hmm. So your whole worldview, your whole existence, like I was made for Him. That's huge. And so if they're struggling, I would also have you consider, you know, Romans 1:20 says that, you know, ever since God created the world, His invisible qualities and His divine nature have been clearly seen through what has been made. Yeah. And sometimes it's easier to deny the existence of God, at least I found, inside a classroom of drywall and a chalkboard or whatever else. But you get out into creation, what God created, and the Word says when you look around and creation speaks for itself. Like, this couldn't have just shown up. God's showing His... So maybe you this week go, you know, hey, we're actually not going to... We'll just go to a park, or we'll maybe go backpacking. Mm. Get out into nature. Mm. There's something about that environment where the distractions are gone. Leave your phones at home. Be in the presence of God.
Just to recognize His transcendence, His greatness. And then the beauty is when we focus on this, then the wonder of His love toward us just takes on a whole new meaning, because we kind of jump to, well, God loves you, but let's start with God.
Yes.
He's the one who loves us. Wow. And even in Genesis 1, that He made us in His image, which sets us apart from everything else in all creation. We have the capacity to know God, to relate to God. And so this beautiful dynamic and balance and tension, blend, whatever you want to call it, between the greatness of God and yet the privilege we have of intimacy with God, there is so much to be explored.
Yeah, that's just huge. I mean, even as you're saying that right now, I'm just thinking, okay, so God made me to know Him, to find Him, like He created Adam and Eve differently, like to commune with Him. And the thought that that's why we're here right now, And to get that in your disciples' mind to understand, he wants us to know him.
Don't gloss over that. Yeah. Just stay there, camp out there, and be blessed with that reality.